Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we're going to talk about tomorrow. Today, we are going to talk about tomorrow, Trump, New York, run through some basics, because in the run-up to this, there's been a lot of coverage that has gotten away from what the key elements actually are. So we'll just kind of run through what this is actually about. We will talk about the potential downstream effects, how long it's going to last, all of that stuff. Okay, so of course we are talking about the quote hush money case. This is not a hush money case. That's not what this is about. That's just kind of a way that it's been talked about. But that's not what the jury is going to be looking at. The question at hand really deals with whether or not business financial records were falsified. And if they were, if the jury determines that they were, why? And the why becomes a big part of it. That's really what this is about. Now, obviously, as I'm sure you know, there are a lot of other things that are connected to this case that are far more interesting than financial records. And there's going to be a lot of focus on that stuff, but that's not really what the case is about. You know, actress Stormy Daniels, obviously, there's going to be a lot of focus on any conduct that occurred with her. But that's not really what the case is about. Now, as far as downstream effects, Trump is looking at, I want to say, 34 felony counts. I have seen reporting saying that he's looking at 130-something years or something like that. That's not how this works. I've talked to somebody who is very familiar with sentencing up in New York, and basically, he's looking at probation to 3 years. That's really what this is, what a likely sentence from this would be. The trial itself, looking at 6 to 8 weeks, it is going to be an absolute media circus, because unlike some of the other entanglements that have gone before, this is not civil. This is a criminal case against a former president of the United States. For the next 6 to 8 weeks, expect a whole bunch of coverage when it comes to this. As far as here on the channel, we will probably try to condense it all into something that provides summaries rather than covering every single event, because there's going to be a lot. And the other thing is there's going to be a lot of speculation. Remember that the speculation you see on your screen doesn't necessarily depict what's happening. So just wait and see what occurs. There have been claims by Trump. I don't know how that's going to play out as things move forward. But we'll watch it. Just understand we are not turning this into Trump TV for the next 2 months. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.